Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Tzadi Gimel, the second to last daf here in Maseches Brachas in the Yerushalmi. And today's shiur, as the entire Masechta, has been sponsored by the Elman family, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda bar Bechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya bas Rab Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rab Gershon Lipa bar Le'i Basriel Rubin, and Basha bas Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. So we are on here, Tzadi Gimel Mar Aleph, the top, the second to last daf here in Maseches Brachos. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, the last Mishnah in the Masechta. Viskinu shi adam shoel ashlom chaveiro b'shem. The takana was by the earlier Chazal that we greet each other by saying Shem Hashem, right? We say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is the name of Hashem, as we've spoken earlier in the Masechta about allowing the allowance to say that in a Beis HaMerchatz or a Beis HaKisei, in a bathroom, in a bathhouse. But there was a takana to say, to greet each other with Shem Hashem. Boaz came from Beis Lechem. Yomar LaKotzrim, Hashem Imachem. He said to those harvesters, Hashem Imachem, Hashem is with you. So from there we get Shalom Aleichem, that Hashem is substituted by Shalom, and Imachem is Aleichem. There's a machlokes, a discussion in the Rishonim, whether this is an obligation or an allowance. Shiehei Adam Shoel. A person is Shoel. So if you look in the Rivavan, in the end of Maseches Makos, it's not Rashi, but if you look there in the end of Maseches Makos, here he quotes two deyas. V'she'elas shalom b'shem. De mutter al adam lish'ol b'shalom chaveiro b'shem. Mutter. Kagon yasim Hashem eilecha shalom. V'ein bo mishamotzi shem shemayin levatala. Mi Rebbe. That's not shem shemayin levatala. That's a good reason, even though it's saying shem Hashem. It's not for no reason. It's wishing somebody a shalom. The lashon acher she'elas shalom b'shem dechayev adam lish'ol b'shalom chaveiro b'shem. It's a chiyuv. Once Chazal allowed it, then that's what we have to do. That's Shalom Chaveiro. Either way, it's ascribing, it's giving Shalom to the person that we are talking to. And when we say it, we even say Hashem's name first. Shalom Aleichem. When the answer is Aleichem Shalom, because it's not on the same, that doesn't have the same schus as being Makdim Shalom Lechaveiro. Right? Some of the Amorim, Yochanan ben Zakkai, I think, the Tana was always Makdim Shalom to everyone in the street, even the non-Jew in the street. But this is the halacha. There is a discussion that one is not supposed to greet an Avel with the regular Shalom Aleichem, even Yud Beis Chodesh, to say Shalom Aleichem. The question is, Bizman Hazeh, does the Shalom Aleichem have the same status, Bizman Hazeh, as others? One could say, hello, how are you? But Shalom Aleichem, that specific greeting, the post can discuss whether that's appropriate for someone in Avelis. So again, the takana of greeting somebody, B'Shem, that's Boaz. And also the Pazak says, Al Tavuz Ki Zakna Imcha, do not disgrace that Zakna Imcha, we darshan from there, the related to Zikne Umos Ha'olam, Zikne Ha'uma, the Zakanim, the Chazal that made this Takana, right? Do not belittle it and not appreciate it, says the Charedim here, expressing what all of these psukim add. B'shmosh LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'lo Amrina Mizalzul B'chvodo Shamakom. We don't say that using Shem Hashem is a zilzul of Hashem. Hashem's name is Shalkavad Abrios. Lahotzi Shem Shamayim Alav, to be Motzi Shem Shamayim for a friend. No, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And what's the hemshach of the two psukim? Says the Charedim, V'chi Tema Boaz Midayti D'Nafshi Ka'av. And if you want to say that Boaz just did it himself, but it wasn't an actual takana, Boaz did it. V'lo gamrina mine, we should have learned from him. Tashma min amalach shamar legidon. That from the malach says to Gidon. I'm sorry, I skipped a. The malach said to Gidon. That's not though. We don't have that in our pasuk. But he says Hashem imcha gibarachayil. That and Gidon also. The malach also said it to Gidon. V'chite malo shalom malach b'shalom Gidon. If you want to say it wasn't the malach asking the shalom of Gidon. V'lo birchu al b'shlichuso shalakam. It was just in the shlichus of Hashem, letting him know that the Shechina is with him. V'lo gamrina mine, we can't learn from the Malach to Gidon. Tashma, that's the extra pasuk. Al Tavos ki Zikna imecha. Al Tavosh es Boaz lomar shemidai toasa. Right, Boaz was one of the Ziknei Ha'uma. Don't disgrace him and think that what he did was not meant to be normative behavior. Elo lamod mi Ziknei umasecha. Ki yesh lo amal lehi samech. He has what to rely on. Shenemar, and now we get to the rest of the Mishnah. Eis lasos lashem heferu torasecha. Right, it is a time to do for Hashem heferu torasecha. Go against what your Torah says, which means, doesn't really mean go against, it means, so to speak, violate something that looks like a violation in the Torah, saying Shem Hashem, but really it's for a greater purpose. That Reb Nasan Omer, Hefeir Torah Secha, Eis La'asos Hashem. In an interpretation, the Torah has to be violated in order to act for Hashem. Of course, this is used when Reb Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah, Hefeir Torah Secha, Eis La'asos Hashem. We violate the halacha of not writing down Torah Shebal Peh because we have to save the Torah itself, and this pasuk is used to explain that behavior of Rebbe as well. We continue. Reb Rechia b'shem Reb Levi al shem. We mentioned earlier in the Mishnah that we have to k'shem shemavarech al hara k'shem shemavarech al tova kach mavarech al hara. And the Gra added in one word in the Shos Aliyo besimcha. So related to that, recognizing everything is from Hashem. V'yatam marom leolam Hashem. Right, the pasuk that we say in Tehillim Sadi Beis, we say every Friday night at Mizbar Shilu on Shabbos. Hashem is marom. Hashem is above all of our understanding, but he is marom, he is exalted, right? The context of the pasuk, if you look in there, in Tehillim Sadi Beis, is all about Sadek Veralo and Rasha V'Tovla, more the latter, Rasha V'Tovla, right? The pasuk says, Ish ba'ar lo yedoch, selo yavadazos, that a person, a fool, can't understand this. Befrach Risham kamo Esev, where Risham, the wicked, prosper and they blossom like growths and grass, v'yatzisu kopoli oven, all those that do evil, sprout up, lihishamda madei. You are marom. We recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's all from you, no matter what comes from you. Like the pasuk says in Eicha, Mipi Elyon lo teitzei haroz vatov. But here it says the Gemara beautifully, and this line is not in the Bavli. La'olam yadcha al ha'elyona. What does it mean? You are uplifted, you are raised up, exalted. Yadcha al ha'elyona, which is a language that we usually have in Dini Mamanis, where there's a machlokes between two parties, and who has the upper hand? Yadcha al ha'elyona. So here we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, has the upper hand. Hashem is always correct, obviously. B'noeg sheba olam, melech basav adam yoshev adon, a human king judges, kshu nosin dimus, hakol makalson also, when he gives rachmanis, everyone praises him, ukshu nosin safkola, when he gives din, the Haredim says mishpat, hakol meranin ala acharav, people complain, lama sheshatav bedino, because shatav bedino, that means it's a flood, right, shetef mayim, said the Haredim, tzadik im rasha, what does that mean? Sometimes when a judge judges, a human king or a human judge, there's so to speak collateral damage, that the person, the judge judges just the defendant without any regard for all the other people involved that are going to be affected. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Hashem, and that's the mashal of shetef, like a flood, doesn't differentiate between all the fields that are flooded. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein, ela va'atam marom lo'olam Hashem, lo'olam yadcha le'elyona. You are always in the right, yadcha el ha'elyona. The Chafetz Chaim says this on the pasuk, tzadku yachdav. Right, that the mishpat of Hashem are it's yachdav, together it's tzedek, meaning all the different elements, all the people involved. The Kadosh Baruch Hu would never bring anything onto one person if it doesn't fit in and is deserved by all the others. Right, the Meshech Chachma talks about this in Bamidbar, where it talks about Nadav and Aviyu. The pasuk says in Pinchas, Vayamas Nadav Aviyu b'hakrivam eish zara lefnei Hashem. Nadav and Aviyu died when they brought an eish zara. So there, the Meshech Chachma quotes this Yerushalmi. Quotes this Yerushalmi. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Right, ela bein melech basav adam yoshev adin, v'lan shu nosein dimus, v'lan shu sakloi, v'lan kadosh bar eino kein, ela bein midas hatov, bein midas haparanos, v'yatam arom olam Hashem, l'olam yadcha ala yona, pirish, t'in lo basar v'adam yachta adam, says the Meshech Chachma, if a person harms and sins to a human, hargo l'fi ha-mishpat, avo mashish tsar la'aviv, she'ein lo ben, Zeshalob Mishpat. Right, we don't look at the father that's going to be in pain by not having the son. Ach bechinam lo kein b'melech malchei amlocha makadosh baruch hu. Imanish la'echad kulam chayavim. Haben chayiv v'av gam kein v'zeo sheyesh shetef bedino. That's the language that we just read. Shemidas basav adam yesh echad ma she'eino chayiv v'sovel ha'onesh. B'lachei nada v'avihu. Really, from Har Sinai, they were already chayiv. She'achlu v'shasu v'yechzu elokim. The pasuk says in the end of Mishpatim, aval hatsar la'aharon lo haya b'din. Why weren't they punished earlier? Because Aaron didn't deserve punishment. Lachein him tinad kan. That's why Hashem waited till later. Sheba Aaron l'chaper chayto egel be'egel. So then, hu chayev latzar lachaper al avon ha'egel sha'asa. And that's why, later on, masha'enkin, oz adayin lo haya chayev Aaron. Earlier, he wasn't chayev, ubanim lo haya lehem v'chulu, and it says they didn't have children, because if they had children, they wouldn't have died also. B'bnei sha'banim lo yu lehem av, v'imishim tzar elazar v'yisamar, sh'meso acheyem, that, v'yachayin elazar, haya lehem ilui al yedei zeh, sh'nishavu kohanim bimkoman. V'lachayin mesu b'nei Aaron, says the meshachach, we look at the whole pasuk there, it explains why Aaron was punished there. And it wasn't a punishment for Elazar v'Isamar because they took their place, and there were no children to Navanaviyu. So everything worked out yachta. But that's exactly what the Gemara says here. There's no shetef bedina when it comes to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We continue. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha leDavid Mizmar. The same message that we have based on a different view, a number of psukim. LeDavid Mizmar Chesed u'Mishpat Ashira l'cha Hashem Azameira to Hashem Chesed and Mishpat. In kindness and in judgment, I will sing out to Hashem. If you do chesed with me, I will sing out. And whether you do mishpat with me, ashira, meaning the first two words in the pasuk, chesed and mishpat, ashira, either way, I'll sing out. Either way, I will sing out to Hashem. Same message of atamarom la'olam Hashem. Rabbi Tanchuma bar ben Yehuda beilokim halel davar b'Hashem al halel davar. Same idea. Bein al midas hadin, bein al midas rachamim, a halel davar. I will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Rabbanan Amrit from a different pasuk. Kos Yeshuos Esa uv'Shem Hashem Ekra. Tzara v'Yagon Emso v'Shem Hashem Ekra. Also, when there's Yeshuos, when there's salvations, and when there's Tzara v'Yagon, Benkach uv'Enkach uv'Shem Hashem Ekra. I will call out in the name of Hashem. Amreb Yudin ben Pila. Again, all of this, again, this is how, expanding on what the Mishnah said, that Kashem Shemavarech Alara, Kach Mavarech Alatova, we have to try to have that, attitude. So the Gemara is darshaning various psukim that, relate to that, that David HaMelech described. Again, David HaMelech was someone his life was not smooth. He had ups and he had downs. He had personal travails. He had national travails. And every emotion, in the human psyche is captured in a different parak in Tehillim. And David HaMelech went through that in his life. And that's why all of these expressions, all of these different psukim that we have, are what the Amoraim picked up on. Amar Yudim et Pila, hu she'iov amar. Maybe Iov captures it as well. Hashem natan v'Hashem lakach, yishem Hashem avarach. Hashem gave and Hashem took. Right, he should be blessed. Right, the same pasuk that we have in Hallel, we also have in Iov. When the tragedy struck at the beginning of the Sefer, remember the first parak. The only time that Iov's wife is mentioned in the entire Sefer is towards the beginning of the story, when she just says, when he's going through such pain, and she says, "Why don't I just curse Hashem already and die?" And Iov responds, "What, we should only recognize Hashem when he does good to us, and not when he does bad to us." And he stands up to his wife. That's the only reference in the whole Sefer of the wife of Iov, and he does not listen to her. But we have Iov saying, Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach, right? We say this at a Leviah too, Yishem Hashem avarach. Kishen nasan barachamim nasan, when he gave in rachamim, he gave u'shelakach barachamim lakach. When he took, it was also barachamim, says Iov. V'lo od ela kishen nasan, and not only that, kishen nasan elu nelach bebriya. When he gave, he didn't ask anybody. He didn't deliberate. Should I give? Should I not give? He just gave because he wants to give. He's much easier with the giving. Ukishelakach nimlach bebeis dino. But when he took, so nimlach bebeis dino, then he discussed it, as we have in the description, that he didn't just decide to take from Eov, but it was discussed. Amar Belazar, Kol Malkam Shdemar Vashem Hu Beis Dino. Whenever it says Vashem, the extra vav, that's a reference to Hashem and His Bezdin. Kaviyachol Binyan Av Shebekulan Vashem Diber Alecha Ra'a. Right, that's the psukim in Malachim Aleph talking about relating to Achav. Right, the psukim described there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer Melech Yisrael. Well, first Vayomer Hashem. Mi yifate es Achav. V'ya'al v'yipo b'ramos gilav. Achav, one of the worst Malchai Yisrael. He had moments of inspiration with Eliyahu Navi on Har Carmel, but then he lost it, and his wife Yizevel. They were both not the greatest of in our history. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who is going to seduce Achav? V'ya'al and help him go v'yipo b'ramos gilav, and he'll fall in Ramos gilav. V'yomar zebeko v'yizeh omer beko. And there was a deliberation. What deliberation? So Chazal say it's the malache, the Beis Din Shamala. Vayetzi haruach vayamol lefnei Hashem vayomar ani afatenu. A ruach goes out. They say it was the ruach of Navos. Vayomar Hashem elo bama. Vayomar etzei vayitzi ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyav. I'll be a false prophet. Vayomar tifate v'gam tuchal vatzei vasei kein. Hinei nasan Hashem ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyacha. Hashem put the ruach sheker and he goes, and ultimately Achav is let out. But you see there, Zeomar Rekov, Zeomar Bako, that is the source for the Mishpat Achav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks his best. And what's the message? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is the one that makes the decisions. But it just shows that when Hashem does din, it's with patience. It's with Erech HaPayim. Like we had earlier, the bracha that one makes when one sees Avodah Zarah is that Hashem has Erech HaPayim. Hashem has the patience. But when it's goodness, it's quick and it's fast, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to give us the goodness. We continue. Asei me'ahava va'asei mi'yira. One should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avas Hashem and with Yiras Hashem. The balance. Why? Why is it so important? Besides the fact that these are mitzvos, mitzvah number 3 and mitzvah number 4 in the Rambam's count, mitzvah number 3 of Ava, mitzvah number 4 of Yira, and we know the different types, levels of Ahava, and different levels of Yira, Yiras HaOnesh, Yiras HaRomamus, but here the Gemara says, Asei me'ava, act out of love, she'im bas l'sno, because if you act out of love, out of Ahavas Hashem, then if you ever have a moment of rebellious feelings, she'im bas l'sno dak yata ohev, then hopefully the Ahavas Hashem that we have ingrained in us will overcome that feeling, and the ein ohev sone. And someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't turn into a sone. And therefore we have to make sure that we have that, we focus on that Ahava. And the opposite, asei me'ira, right, we have to also act out of awe and fear, she'im bas l'vot, because if we ever want to rebel, if we have that yira as the foundation, dash ata yarei, vein yarei mivaeit. Somebody who has ultimate, true, deep yira won't be mivaeit. The Pnei Moshe v'la'avar alosase. We won't violate the losase because we have that yira. Right? Yira is focused on that. Right? It's the discussion in the Ramban, as we know in Parshas Yisro, where the Ramban discusses why is the principle ase docha lo sase, right? Well, we know that violating a lo sase is much more chamor than not doing an ase. There are differences in halacha, right? One has to give all their money to not violate a lo sase. Mitzvah sase, there are limitations. A bitul ase, there's no onish for, right? A violation of a lo sase, there is onshim for many. So why is it that an ase is docha lo sase? So that's what the Ramban says in Parshas Yisro on the pasuk of Zarchos, Shem Rosh Avos Lekancho, that mitzvah sase flow from avas Hashem. And mitzvahs lo sa'aseh flow from yiras Hashem, not violating a lo sa'aseh, exactly what the Gemara says here. Sha'ata yarei ve'ein yarei miva'eit. If a person has yira, then a yarei won't be miva'eit, and that is what the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe say, la'avara lo sa'aseh. Right, that's what the yiras Hashem helps be. So avas Hashem is greater than yiras Hashem, and that is why that's the Ramban. The Achronim, both the Meshachachma and Rabbi Yosef Engel, two contemporaries, they both say that's the pshat why we say Ein Asei Doch Halos Asei Shem Mikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, we don't say Asei Doch Halos Asei. Why? Because in the Beis Hamikdash, Yira is primary. Right, Mora Mikdash is primary. The Meshachachma says this, I think, in Zos HaBracha. Because it's a primary, that's why you don't say Asei Doch Halos Asei there. Because Mora takes precedence in the hierarchy of values of the mitzvahs that we have to have, and therefore we don't say Asei Doch Halos Asei in that regard. But it's the balance of Asei and Los Asei. There's a beautiful MS Yaakov, right? They put together the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on Pirkei Avos, right, posthumously. So there, in his commentary, in the commentary that they put together on Pirkei Avos, so the Mishnah tells us, as we know in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, that we shouldn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Amnas to get a reward. Al tiyu kavadam hamshamshin asarav amnas lakabal pras, el havadam kavadamshin shalom amnas lakabal pras. And then, four more words, vihi mora shamayim aleichem. And that way you have to have Mora Shamayim. And many Mefarshia of Pirkei Avos always try to figure out the connection between the different Ma'amarim within each Mishnah, what they have to do with each other. So what do these have to do with each other? Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to get a reward, and Mora Shamayim. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Tzarech Ha'adam Malamdeinu Atana, Shebechtei La'avod Es Hashem Be'emes, in order to serve Hashem properly and completely, Tzarech Ha'adam L'kabel Alav Es Malchus Hashem B'shnei Mahalchim. We have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two realms. Ha'echad shalom anas lakabal pras hainu avoda me'ahava. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not for the reward, just Ahavas Hashem. Va'abeiz, she'imor shamayim aleichem avoda mi'ira. The last line is Mar Shayam Aleichem. It's the balance of Ava and Yira. The Ein La Adam Lehistapeg Lavodas Hashem. Raka Echad Mishnei Mahalchem Elu. We can't just have one, because one without the other can have disastrous consequences. Ki lefa'amim lo taspik lo ha'ava, u lefa'amim tachlosh et slo ha'yira. Like our Gemara says, rak tziruf shel shnei ha'mahalchim yavtiach emun ha'shleima v'nitzchis. Only putting the two together. And that's why he says that's the answer to Tosfos' kasha. In Shabbos Peches in the Bavli, kaf alem harkagigis versus Nasa v'nishma. Ask Tosfos, once we said Nasa v'nishma, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we did it willingly, we wanted it willingly, so what's kaf alem harkagigis? Why did Hashem have to force us? So there are many answers. The Medrash, Avas, Torah Shabbat Pan, Torah Shabbat, and many Achronim, the Meshach Chachma and Rav Yeruchim and others, it was really, we did it willingly, but it was Ke'ilu, it was forced, because it was so clear in our mind what we have to do. But Rav Yaakov says, no, we Nasa V'nishma, but that was out of Avas Hashem, because we loved our HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, but you can't just have Avas Hashem, because Avas Hashem, without any Yira, that could lead to, you know, tragic in situations. I have so much Ava, there's no limits. So what am I going to do? I'm just going to do an Egel, because I have such Ava, create my own spiritual pathways. So he said, that's why you also need Yira. Ubira Davar says, Rabbi Yaakov, Dekashay Kiblu, Asat Torah, Va'amar Nasa, V'nishma, Kiblu, Amei Ava, Ava Miyira, Adayin Lo Nisu, V'alzer Ramza, Ha'isha Gedola, Ube'emes, Ilu, Ha'yukofa Nesahar, Al-Esa, V'yishmal, Gamkin, Ha'yu Makabal Nesat Torah. If Esav Yishol would have forced them, they would have also accepted the Torah, but that would have only been Yira. And you can't force somebody to have Ava. B'nai Yisrael had Ava, so you could force somebody to have Yira, but not the opposite. So that's the Rabbi Yaakov, but that's reflected in this Gemara here. Ava Hashem and Yira Hashem. So we continue. It says the Gemara, Shiva Prushim Haim. There are seven types of Prushim. Prushim are people who, like a parish is really somebody would think is positive, right? The Prushim and the Tzdukim. But we'll see, there are five of them that are negative, that are fake, and the last two will be real, different levels. And the Chavrutani Moshe says, we have this also in Maseches Sota. Not all of them are the exact same Prushim. So here we go. Parish Shichmi, Parish Nikfi, Parish Kuzai, Parish Ma Hanchaya, Parish Eda Chovasi Vesena, Parish Yira, Parish Ahava. So we're going to explain each of those. Parish Shichmi, the Parish of the Shoulders. What does Parish of the Shoulders mean? Toan Mitzvah Al Gabi Kisfe. Somebody who carries mitzvahs on their shoulders. What does that mean? Right, well, it doesn't sound so bad. So the Charedim here quotes two ideas. Number one, Klomar, She Rotze Litzroach Begufo Avaloba Mamono. I'll physically do something, but I'm not going to spend too much money on a mitzvah. I'll physically put in some time. So that's somebody who carries mitzvahs, but it's not a total commitment. That's one idea. Or he quotes from the Gemara in Sota Daf Chav Beis in the Bavli, Ma'isa Shchem, he'll physically do the mitzvahs, but his heart won't be into it. Right? He won't be L'shem Shemayim. He'll call it Ma'isa Shchem. Shchem from the word Shchem. They didn't want to get Bris Milah. They did it physically because they didn't have a choice. And they wanted that. There was a goal in mind, but not because they did it out of a real ratzon for a relationship. So that's Shichmi Tupshatim in the Charedim. Parish Nikfi. What is Nikfi? Akifli va'ani avid mitzvah. Nikfi from the word hakafa, credit. You know what? Give me something, I'll do the mitzvah. I'm not going to pay for it right now. I'm not going to pay for it now, says the Charedim. Mimsa bahakafa maliknos litztaka. Or the mitzvah acheres, yikach lefroa, I'll pay eventually, but I'm not going to put in any financial commitment, right now. Right, that's if you look in the Ras Sirlio also. Shemadabri Mukhaver Vamarlo, Hamtin Lishaniosa mitzvah. Right, wait here, a different shot. Wait here while I do a mitzvah. Umoresha Emo Shapnuya Elo Olamosim mitzvahs. Right, Akiv like Lahakiv to cause him to go around him and I'm always asuk b'mitzvahs, to give the impression that I'm so busy and I'm always asuk, even though he is not. Again, a fake attitude that he has. So we have Shichmi, we have Nikfi. Next, Parush Kizoy. What the balanced Parush. Somebody who doesn't have avera, he's like, okay, I don't have to do tshuva for that avera. I'll just do another mitzvah, and that'll balance things out. Umakaze is chada b'chada, and I balance out one with the other. Right? That's not ein mitzvah mechabe avera. To quote the lashon, right? The Pnei Moshe v'choshe b'daito sha mitzvah techaper la avera. That doesn't work. Right? One has to do tshuva for their avera. Parish man chaya, a parish of what's in it, what benefit? Man de isle mahana menachi avan. Mitzvah, right? What kind of benefit do I have in the mitzvah that I do? Do I get any covet from it? Right? Do I get any financial pleasure? Right? So what's in it? Right? That's that kind of avoda. Perish eida chovasi ve'esena. What is that one? Perish, I know my obligation and I will do it. Heida chovsa avdis de'evin mitzvah kavase. What does that mean? Says the Haredim, nimna me'asos avera. I'm not going to do an avera, so then that'll be my good deed of the day, and I won't have to do a mitzvah. That's similar to what we said before, the opposite kind of, you do an avera, I'll do a mitzvah too, to parallel it, right? What avera could I not do and then I won't have to do the mitzvah? Again, all these cheshbonos in Avodas Hashem that obviously are not the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, the last two obviously are ways, different levels, perish, yira, ki'iyov, serving out of a yira, that's like Iyov, and ella, pirish, ava, ka'avraham. Avraham is obviously known as the model of Avas Hashem, but Iyov, according to this Gemara, our Gemara is known as Yira. I mean, that is what the first pasuk in Iyov. First pasuk in Iyov. Ish haya be'eretz utz, Iyov shemo, v'haya ha'ish ahu tam v'yashar v'yirei Elokim. V'sar meira, he was Yirei Elokim, so it's described that way. But the Mishnah in Sota has a machlokas, whether we take that literally, whether he was only one that was known for Yira. If you look at the Mishnah there, says the Mishnah, relating to Iyov. It's a couple of issues of Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah there in Sota. Says the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, let me just find the Lashon here relating to Iyov. Bo bayom darash Rabbi Yosha ben Hyrcanus. Lo avad Iyov etz HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela me ahava, says Rabbi Yosha ben Hyrcanus. Shenemar, heinak teleni, lo ayachel. Even if he kills me, I will hope for him. Vadayin adavar shakol. Lo ani mitzape, o eni mitzape. Is the lo, it's a kri nexiv, it's lamet vav or lamet aleph. Shodder, he says, tamal omar, he says, adek velo asur tumasimi meni, malamet shaha ahava, Asa. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus said he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava. Amar Rabbi Yeshua mi yigala afer me'enecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyadoresh kol yamecha shel avad Iyov el esa makom elam yira. No, you said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said he only served HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of yira, as the pasuk says that we just read at the beginning of Iyov. V'lo Yeshua talmidcha lamad she'me'ava asa. So machlokas tanoim. So here our Gemara holds the opinion that it was out of yira. Ein lecha kaviv mikulam el parosh. And the highest level, of course, is Avram Avinu, who served out of Ahava. Avram Avinu also Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara Tov. Avram Avinu made his Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov. Dichsivu Matzasa Eslavavo, a double vase, Ne'em Alefanechas. We darshan two hearts, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Amar Ravacha Vehivsid, did he lose anything by gaining to the level that he didn't even have the Yetzer Hara? He made his Yetzer Hara into his Yetzer Tov? Ella, no. He had nothing. Ella, Vacharasimu Abris. Vacharas Baruch Hu made a covenant with him. So then it must be that what he did was correct and nothing was lost. Aval David lo haya lekoch lamod bo. David wasn't on the level of Avraham. He was obviously on a level that we wish to dream of. But vahara go bilvavo. He didn't serve a Kaddish Brah. He didn't change his Yitzhahara into a Yitzhah Tov, but he just crushed his Yitzhahara. My time of a Libi Chalal Bekirbi. There's this big discussion in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayos, in Pirkei Avos, about what is the higher level. If one has a taiva to do an Avera and one overcomes, or if one conditions themselves that they don't even have the taiva, right? The Rambam's, but in the Shmona Prakim, the sixth parak, he says, Behefresh bein ha-me'ula v'ha-moshel b'nafsho. And he discusses, Omra philosophim, sha-moshel b'nafsho v'bishi asa ha-maisim ha-me'ulim ha-re'asa ha-tovos v'hu mis'ave l'ma'asei arosu mishtokik lahem v'hu nifta l'mitzro misnaged b'ma'aseyu. He has this taiva to do the wrong thing. That's one approach. Aval hama'ula, says the philosophers, is the greatest level is if you don't even have the taiva. We condition ourselves, you know, to do the right thing. That's the philosophers, right? Shahama'ula yoser tova yoser shalem min amoshel benafso. But he quotes from chachamim, chazal, or for wait, we know the chazal, efshi v'efshi, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer alai. So I can't you know, do the avera. But he said, the Rambam tries to make shalom. He said, it depends which types of mitzvahs are we talking about. He said, Ashneim Abraham Sosrim Zedzeh, Vein Adavar Kein, El Ashneim Emes, Vein Beneim Machlokas Klal. There's no machlokas between them. Haraos, what were the philosophers talking about? Those were what we would call mishpatim, right? We shouldn't have a taiva to steal. We shouldn't have a taiva to kill. No, those obviously should be, right? I should be conditioned not to do those. Shvichas Damim, Gineva, Gezel, Ona'a, Hezek. Zilzul Horim, the Chayotze Be'ela. What were the Chazal talking about? They were talking about Paraduma, they were talking about Kilayim, and others that don't have a logical basis, and those that could be the case of Efshi v'Efshi and be a Moshe b'Yitzro and not a Chassid Meula. And that's the discussion here between Avraham and David. Rabbi Akiva calls Seches Brachas in the Bavli ends with Rabbi Akiva. So to hear Rabbi Akiva havikoh misdin kumetunus ruvas arasha. Rabbi Akiva was being judged va'asas on said the Kriyashma the time for Kriyashma came. Sharbi kari Kriyashma v'gachach. Rabbi Akiva started saying Kriyashma and he was smiling and laughing. Amrle Saba tunus ruvas says Rabbi Akiva, hey old man, icherishat, are you a cheresh? What does that mean here? A Haredim says it means like Cheresh of the Vekatan. You a fool. You don't have Das? The Pnei Moshe says Cheresh is from the word Machashev. Are you a magician that you don't feel the pain? Imavai be Yisurinat. Or are you somebody who's just rejecting the Yisurin and you're making fun of me? Turnus Rufus says. Amar le tipach ruche dahu gavra. Right, you should rot. Lo cheresh anav lo mevai b'yisurinana. Neither of your suggestions. Ela kol yom mekarasi pasuk zev v'yisi mitzdar v'yomer. Every day I say this pasuk and I was always pained and wondering, emas ayavo shlashton liyadi. Will I ever be on the level, not that he wanted to die, but he just wanted to be on the level that he would give his life to Hashem, if asked. V'yahatas Hashem alkecha b'chol avavcha b'chol nashcha b'chol modecha. All three. Richamti b'chol libi, I love Hashem with all my heart. Richamti b'chol mamoni, I love Hashem with all my money. U'b'chol nafshi, I wasn't sure if I was on that level. Now I see, I'm giving my nefesh. I didn't have hesachadas. So I'm smiling that I'm able to have fulfilled this mitzvah. And his neshama dies and goes out at that moment. And then we have a version of Nehemiah Hamsuni, the story that comes up four times in the Bavli, one of our thoughts that we like to say over, but here there's a different version of it. Nechemiah Hamsuni, Shimeshes Rabbi Akiva, Esr Mishtayim Shana, 22 years. Nechemiah Hamsuni, who's buried up north, right next to Rabbi Yishmael, actually. He was Mishamesh Rabbi Akiva for 22 years. Valimda Esim V'gamin Ribuyin Achin V'rakin Miutin. He learned the word Es and Gam always include Ach and Rak and always exclude. Amar le mahu hain dechsev as Hashem alkecha tira. So he asked him, what do you do with Hashem alkecha tira? Right? What do you do with, how do you add on to Hashem? Amar le Osova es Torasso. It's him and his Torah to be in awe of. So in the Bavli we have, it's L'Rabos Tamidei Chachamim. So the Ma'arafulda says, it's the same idea. Because the Torah and those who teach Torah and learn Torah are one and the same. You give honor to the Torah, you give honor to the Tamidei Chachamim. Maybe reminds us of the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos in the Bavli about the Gavra Rabba. People stand in front of the Torah, but not the Gavra Rabba, but not the Torah, which is a greater, which is an important, more important one to stand up in front of. Okay. Let's finish up this Amud. Bez Hashem. Lo yechal adam es rosh ha'kadosh ha'ar mizrach. A person should not be light, act with levity, right? Keneged the Shara Mizrach of the Beis HaMikdash. Tani, amata l'ayim harizeh hofech panav klapit sof. And if somebody, as we'll see, is out in the open, one shouldn't urinate facing north. V'amesach es raglav. And if somebody needs to be oseh gedolim, hariyu hofech panav klapit darom. Then he should face south, right? North and south, either way, not east-west. Because east-west, that's one of the person's nakedness is going to be facing the Shechina B'mayrev and facing, sitting on the east side, and that's inappropriate. Why the different than north and the south? So, the Mefarshim here explain, the Haredim explains that really the east side is considered the front, that's Kadim. So the right side, right, is always more Chashiv, is the south. So should we have more covered for the south? So that's why it says Matol Mayim faces north, which is less of a Bizayin and Mesach Raglav, should face south. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun had the Amar Mastisa Minatsofim Velefim. That's only when it's close in to the Makam HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechol Makam Muvad Shev Makam Shein Sham Kosel. Even very far, but there's no break. There's no mechitza between you and the Makam HaMikdash. So that's where one has to be careful. Tani, but the Brisa has a different shita. HaMesach as Raglav Leitim Panav LaMizrach VaChorav LaMayrev Elul Itzdadin. The only issue is Mesach Raglav, which is an Asiyas Gedolim, not just urination, and east west that shouldn't be faced because that's inappropriate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Chasa Migdash, only when there's actual Beis HaMikdash there. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ben Atzofim V'Lefnim, as we just had earlier, only when it's close into the Migdash. Rabbi Kiva Omer B'Chol Makom U'Bavad B'Makom She'ein Bo Kosel. Only if it's an open place, that's where it's inappropriate. If it's indoors, then it doesn't matter what direction a bathroom is created in. If it's inside, that is not an issue. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we get to the last daf in Maseches Brachos, Yerushalmi.